This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Newly appointed four ministers of CP and UML in Gandaki province take oath of office and secrecy. Physical Infrastructure Minister Rajiv Grung resigns, expressing dissatisfaction over change in ministerial portfolio. Four people die of diarrhea at Gegli village of Narainapur Rural Municipality 3 in Banki district. Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey stresses on government-private partnership for development and promotion of tourism sector. And tens of thousands of people protest across Israel, pressurizing government to secure hostage release deal. Now the news in detail. Newly appointed four ministers in the Gandaki province took an oath of office and secrecy today. Padma G.C. Shrestha was sworn in as Minister for Agriculture, Land Management and Cooperatives, Krishna Prasad Pathak as Health Minister, Mitralal Basal as Minister for Industry and Tourism, and Prakash Bahadur Kesi took the oath of office and secrecy as Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management. Province Chief Dilli Raj Bhatta administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers from the CPM UML. Meanwhile, Minister for Physical Infrastructure Rajiv Grung has resigned, expressing his dissatisfaction over the change in the ministerial portfolio. Four people have died of diarrhea at Gegli village of Narainapur Rural Municipality 3 in Banki district today. Likewise, the other seven people have fallen ill due to the diarrhea. According to Narainapur 3 ward chair Ajay Mishra, the deceased have been identified as 25-year-old Rusa Pasi, his 1.5-year-old daughter Nandini Pasi, 60-year-old Santi Pasi and 10-year-old Yusuf Ali of Gegli. Chief of the Health Section at Narainapur Rural Municipality, Narendra Kumar Saha, informed that the diarrhea has broken out at Gegli, a village bordering India. The diarrhea outbreak is believed to have been caused by impure drinking water. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said that the Public Service Broadcasting Bill designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television will be endorsed by the Parliament at the earliest. Inaugurating the 24-hour news service in Nepali language at National News Agency, a state-owned news agency at its central office in Kathmandu today, Communication Minister Gurung said that an agreement would also be reached to pass the Media Council Bill. The minister suggested National News Agency prioritize the issues of social justice by writing news about people in far-flung areas. A trilateral agreement has been reached to provide loans of up to 2.5 million rupees for startups. The Industrial Enterprise Development Institute, Rashtra Bank, and the Deposit and Credit Guarantee Fund signed the agreement today at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies. On the occasion, Industry Minister Damodar Bhandari announced that the government has established a 1 billion rupee fund to support the startup loans. He added that the loans up to 2.5 million rupees would be issued with the startup for projects as collateral. The tourist arrival in Nepal in the month of August this year soared by 8.3% as compared to the corresponding month last year. According to the data of the Nepal Tourism Board, the country witnessed the arrival of 5,566 more tourists last month compared to the corresponding period last year. In August 2023, a total of 67,153 tourists visited Nepal, and the figure was 72,719 in 2024. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey stressed on government-private partnership for the development and promotion of tourism sector. At the 46th Annual General Meeting of the Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal, TAN, organized in Kathmandu today, Tourism Minister Pandey stressed that the role of private sector in development and promotion of culture, tourism and civil aviation sector was important. The Tourism Minister also underlined that the civil aviation sector should be effective for the development of tourism sector. He also said that the activities for the revision of tourism development policy, cultural policy and aviation policy for tourism development were underway. A delegation of trainees from the National Defense College, NDC of India, that is on a study tour to Nepal, met Prime Minister KP Sharma only today in the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata. The Prime Minister praised the academic contribution made by the college in defense and reminded that there should be common efforts for the peace and prosperity of the South Asian nations. Also, the issues of common culture, lifestyle and civilization between Nepal and India were discussed during the meeting. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Navin Srivastav, and College Representative Sandeep S. Sandhu, among others, were also present in the meeting. This news comes to you from Didi Nepal. It's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal says the government is at work to complete the construction works of Narayangarh-Botol road section at the earliest. In a press meet organized by Press Sautari Nepal Chiton chapter today, Minister Dahal said that the government had moved forward to complete the remaining works within 1 year. The transport minister also assured that there would not be any problem from the government side for the road construction. The CPN Unified Socialist has formed a by-election operational committee under the coordination of senior vice chairperson Rajendra Pandey. Politburo member Mohan Gautam informed that the party had formed a by-election operational committee for focusing on geography for the by-election to be held in upcoming December to fulfill the vacant post at the local levels. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Tens of thousands of people rallied across Israel on Sunday after the bodies of 6 hostages were recovered by soldiers from Gaza on Saturday. According to the BBC, businesses, schools and transport across Israel are being affected by the strike, with several roads blocked and some flights at Ben Gurion International Airport disrupted. Activists are demanding that the government agrees a deal to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas. Meanwhile, the Israeli government has said that it is taking legal action to block the strike, which it says is political. Meanwhile, Israel's labor court has also ordered the end to a general strike. Russia launched a barrage of drones and cruise and ballistic missiles at Kiev as well as other cities across the country. Al Jazeera cited Ukraine's air force as saying that a series of explosions rocked the Ukrainian capital in the early hours of Monday, sending residents into bomb shelters. Air strikes also targeted Kharkiv and other cities. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi Province, Madhya Province and Bagmati Province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi Province, Madhya Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Newly appointed four ministers of CPN UML in Gandaki province take oath of office and secrecy. Physical Infrastructure Minister Rajiv Grung resigns, expressing dissatisfaction over change in ministerial portfolio. Four people die of diarrhea at Gigli village of Narainapur Rural Municipality 3 in Banki district. Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey stresses on government-private partnership for development and promotion of tourism sector. And tens of thousands of people protest across Israel, pressurizing government to secure hostage release deal. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.